Okay, welcome back. We have a number of beautiful varlach on the parsha and parshas Kisisa. So right in the opening, the first pasuk, there's a beautiful Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz. The pasuk tells us, Kisisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael l'fkutehem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Am Yisrael to give a shekel so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could count all them. So there's a very interesting Medrash Tanchuma that's quoted in the Yechi Ruvain on this parsha. Kisisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael. Zeh shamar, that's what it means until Rabim Omrim Lenafshi Ein Yeshua Salo. Many people say there's no Yeshua, Velukim Sela. And Hashem is going to be the eternal Savior. The very Medrash Hazet Tzrichim Bir. We have to understand this very difficult Medrash. What's Pshat? So Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz says there's another Medrash in Vayikra Rabba. That one time a guy asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, it says in your Torah, Achari Rabim Lahatos, that we always have to follow the Rove. Majority always wins. And we, the Goyim, Am Ruben Mikem, we are larger than you, we are the majority. That means the Rove is Batel the Miut, and the Jews, who are the minority, should have to follow the Rove of the world, which is the worship of Avodah Zarah. And the Tshuva is, says Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz, is Am Yisrael what's called a Davar Shebeminin. There's certain exceptions in halacha that rov doesn't always win. Sometimes we don't say bitul barov. And one of the exceptions is if something is counted, something is enumerated, there's a minion to it, we won't say bitul. We don't say bitul by that which is davar shebe minion. Certain things are sold by weight, let's say for example, that we say batul. But that which is sold by the amount, you sell amount of eggs, amount of dishes. So there you wouldn't say batul barov because it's a davar shebe minion. And therefore, since Am Yisrael is counting the sixth parsha, Kisisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael, we have a minion, there's a count, there's a number, we say, davar shebe minion, afil be'elav labatel. And that's what the Medrash means, Rabim omrim lenafshi ein Yeshua salo. The Rabim, the majority said, there's no Yeshua, you guys are done, you guys are batelt us. And the answer is that no, the pasuk says, Ata Hashem again ba'adi, Hashem protects us. He saves us. How do he protect us? By giving us the mitzvah of ki sisa as rosh b'nei Yisrael, we should count ourselves, we become a davar shebe minyan, and we're protected and prevented from being batel. The next idea is the bas ayin on the pasuk va'sisa kir nechoshes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Beinu and Bezalel to build a kir, to build a sink. So ask the bas ayin, lama nechta parshazu b'chisisa? Why is this requirement to build the kir mentioned in this week's parsha? And why wasn't it mentioned in Parshas Truma when we described all the other Kalim in the Mishkan? Why was it delayed until now? So he explains, based on a Gemara in Chagiga, when there were Amar Rabbi Kiva, the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva, told his students, Kishitagila Avnei Shayish Tahor, referring to the depths of Pardes, that the Pardes, the deep world of Pardes, when you reach the pure stones of marble, Al tomru mayim mayim, don't say water, water. A very cryptic statement. Visa besifrei kodesh perusha, the svarma kadoshim explain, ki kodem shigil madregazu, shel avnei shayish. Before you get to the level of the marble stones, whatever that means, you got to, when Am Yisrael, when the Talmidim were at a lower level in life, tzichon lamayim, they needed water, may mikvah lataras gufam. They needed to immerse into a mikvah to become tahor. But when you get to a higher level, which is symbolized by Aval Kishya Gila Madrega Zulavne Shayish, when you get to the marble stones, this high level in Ruchnias, Azlo Yitzarcho O Lemaim Meitari, you don't need to go through a mikveh. You've gotten to such a level, you've gotten to such a pure level, you don't need to tower the mikveh anymore. The Zel Shamar Lehem, that's what he said to his students, Al Tomu Maim Maim, don't ask for water. Shein Tzichon Latzichon Lazeh, you don't need water anymore. That was the idea of Rabbi Kiva. So says the Bas Ayin here too as well. This was the opposite. Klai Yisrael had a Yerida. B'shas Melechas, Melechas HaMishkan, Parshas Truma. When they were building the Mishkan, Lo Hayu Tzichon Mayim, they didn't need water. They didn't need the kiur. They didn't need the sink. Machma Shehayu, Oz B'Madrega Gedola Kuyadu. They were at a very high level. Let's call it the Madrega of the Avnei Shayish, the Madrega, the level of the marble stones. Aval Parshas Kisisa, Nemra Achar Maisa HaEgel Kiyadua. This HaParsha, and we're going to see later on in the parsha about the Maisa Egel, this mitzvah of a kiur, even though it's said before the Egel, but it took place afterwards, It was said after the Ma'ase Egel, Shenaflu Mimajegasam, where there was the Yerida, Oz Hayutzichem Ma'im. Now we need water. Now the Kohanim need water. And now we're introduced to the mitzvah of the cure of washing their hands every single day prior to entering into the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. The next one from the Maral Diskin, it's based on a well-known Gemara in Chulin. Maral Diskin, most of his Perushim are having to do with Halacha and Lamdas. This one is more Gata, and he says he heard this from Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. And says in the Pasuk, V'ata kach lecha b'samim rosh mordurar. You should take the head, the rosh of all the spices, the mordurar. And the Gemara in Chulin tells us, asks Mordechai min haTorah, minayin, how do we know that Mordechai HaTzadik is hinted in the Torah? In this week's parsha, Mar Dror, which the Targum says, Mar Dachya. Mar Dachya is Mordechai. Mar Dror is referenced to Mordechai. And it's called Rosh LeBesamim because he was the Rosh of the Tzadikim, the Anshe Knesset Gedolah. And it says, he writes, look at my Chidushay Agados, that Mordechai in the Torah, Ayado, through Mordechai, Zachul Leheasos B'necharim. We were Zochat to be redeemed. Meloshin Mar Dror, the word Dror is to redeem, to be free. Because who? Mordechai, Visiato, Anshe Knesset Gedolah. Mordechai, along with the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, the Ratzel, the Shachos, the Tzemet, did not want to buy down to idols. Lo Lehernos, Meos, the Sutta, not to benefit from the meal of Achashverosh. Val Shem, Shehu, Rosh, the Gedolah, Shem Tov, Nimshal, Rosh, Besam, Mishem, and Mishcha. And therefore, since Am Yisrael was freed because of their stubbornness against Haman and Achashverosh, because their commitment and loyalty to Am Yisrael and to the Torah and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there is Ocha through them as the Rosh B'samim to be more dror, to lead to the freedom. He writes the last few lines here, V'yitachin lefarish gamkin Rosh L'B'samim L'tzadikim K'moshe Peresh Rashi, M'pesh Tzadikim Nikram B'samim. We are called B'samim. Tzadikim are called B'samim. The great Tzadikim are called B'samim. Why are our leaders called great spices? U'lai Shemizakin is a rabbim Shetovasan. Because the great tzaddikim like Mordechai and others, Mizaka the rabbim, shetovasam is paschetes al kol svivosam. Because a tzaddik like Mordechai are able to affect, to have hashba on those around them. Just like besamim, you smell a recha tov, it's mispaschet al kol saviv. And for that reason, Mordechai was hinted as a besamim, because he affected those around him. He was called Rosh besamim, because he was a leader. And as Mordor, because he brought the chayrus, the freedom, amongst Am Yisrael. At the same time, we know the Yud Aleph Simanim of Ketores, that one of them is the Chelbana, the Chelbana, which is the Recha Ra, that is referring to Haman. Haman, the Gematria of Chelbana Ra, the Gematria of Haman is 95, and Chelbana is 95 as well. So through the Tzadikim of Mordechai and others and Esther, they're able to override the bad Ra, the Chelbana, the Recha Ra of Haman, in the times of Haman and Achashverosh. The next piece is an unbelievable Ibn Ezra, brought down by the Otzer Plaza Torah. And it's describing how Yar Ha'am and Kivoshish Moshe L'Redes Min Ahar, they saw that Moshe was delayed in descending the mountain, Vayakal Am El Aaron. And they gathered around Aaron. They said, Vayomer Elav Kum Asid Lanu Elo Him, make us a God. Says Ibn Ezra, he brought an incredible chiddush. He writes that there are those who say that the Aaron who made the eagle was not referring to Aaron HaKohen. It does not say Aaron HaKohen. It says Stam Aaron, just Stam. It was another person, an Ish Acher, whose name was also Aaron, who shared the name, same name as Aaron. Ki lo yitachin, doesn't make any sense. She Aaron Kadosh Hashem, she asked Pesa Masecha. Now, Ibn Ezra does reject this, but it's an incredible idea. And the Otzer Plaza Torah brings a raya for such a concept. Because the times of Aaron, it's brought down in Maseches Kala, that there were Shmonim Elef Bachrim, 80,000 boys who were called the name Aaron. They followed Aaron after he died. Because as we know, when there was a fight between husband and wife, Ish v'Ish wanted to liskarish to divorce. Haya Aaron Moshchan Shalom Beinem. Aaron brought peace amongst them, v'chazu midaitem v'lo niskarshu, and he kept them intact, the marriage intact. And the Abbas Rebbe Nelson writes, kama alafim hayu b'Yisrael shenuku shumam Aaron. There are thousands of Jews called Aaron in the time, because Aaron preserved the Shalom Pais. And perhaps Ibn Ezra, when he says, not so crazy, there's so many irons. There was another iron that made the eagle was not Aaron HaKohen. Again, this is not Pashup Shop, but it's an incredible, incredible suggestion. The next one's from the Siftei Kohen, the Shach al HaTorah. It says that Vayikach miyadam vayatzar also becherd vayasu eagle masech. And the Rav made an eagle hazav, a golden calf. Asks the Shach, lama eagle lo tzuracharez? Why did they choose to make a calf? Why not another animal? Matasi Kosev, he writes, I said, I found written, Kishira Yisrael Hashem al Hayam. When Am Yisrael saw Hashem at the Yamasuf, whatever that means, they saw a vision of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vamarze, Eli, this is our God. That was the Zechus that they had this incredible vision. The Erev Rav, however, the Mitzrim who joined them, Loro, El Raglem Shel Malach Hasharis, they were not Zocha to see God, whatever that means. They only saw the feet of the Malachim, and the Raglim, the feet of the Malachim, are Kikaf Regal Egel. They have the feet of calves. Hainu the Chesiv, he quotes the Pasuk in Tilim. And therefore, their Rav, since they saw the feet that looked like cows, they thought God was a cow. And for that reason, he explains that they made a calf, because that's what they thought a Kadosh Baruch Hu looked like. The Medrash Yalkut Ruveni that writes that after the Maisa Egel, Egazav, so the angels grew another set of wings, and the wings now covered up their legs so nobody could see the legs, because that's what caused them to make this Egazav, so they grew another pair of wings. The next piece is a beautiful Agrid de Kala, the Bnei Saschar and his Perish al Torah. It says, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lechred. Go down, descend the mountain. Your nation that you took out are causing incredible destruction. And the Medrash says that the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Beis Lechred Megdulascha. So he says the Inei Beis Osios Reish Dalad Raid. Those two letters, Heim Gedolim Meosios Rabasai. There are two of the larger letters. Some of the letters in the Torah are enlarged, and two of them are the Reish and Dalad. As in the pasuk, Lo Sishachav Le'el Acher, the Reish is enlarged, and the Dalad of Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Dalad's large. To teach us, to emphasize, to underscore, not to confuse between Echad and Acher, between Hashem, the one and only, and Acher, and some other God. So you have to make sure the Dalad and Reish were large. Don't confuse the two. They look very similar. Don't confuse between Echad and Acher. And explain, sometimes it's a person who does a mitzvah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but in reality, he's doing Avodah Zarah. He's doing a mitzvah, but he's doing the shame, some Avodah Zarah. And sometimes you have someone doing something wrong, an Avera, but really the shame Shemayim, which refers to Avera Lishma, also a deep topic. A person has to measure properly, not to be confused, making sure he's doing the right Maisa Mitzvah, and he's doing the shame Shemayim. And therefore, don't confuse between Echad and Acher. He said, this is similar to what happened at the Chet of Adam HaRishon, that he ate from the Eitz HaDas, and his Me'urav, his Daita, was confused between good and bad, Tov and Ra, between Echad and Acher, between right and left. And that's why it says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam, because you confuse the two, and you mix together the Tov and Ra, Eitz Hadas Tovara. You confuse the Echad and the Acher, the Dalet and the Reish. Therefore, it says, Hashem says to Adam, V'kotz v'dardar tatzmiach lach. Dardar lashon Dalet Reish, the two letters that confuse, and the coats, because the difference between a Reish and a Dalet is the coats, the back of the Reish turns into a Dalet. That's a coats v'dardar. You confuse the Echad and the Acher, the Dalet and the Reish. That's what he was being meramis to him. And that's what it says here as well. When the Egel Zav was created, it says, Lech Raid, go down. Your nation confused between the Acher and the Echad. That's what the Bnei Saschar explains. The next one is a Chidah. I'm going to actually skip the Chidah, those who have the Mar Mekomos. Look inside yourself. But let's jump now to the final one, to Rabbi Kiv Eger. It says at the end of the parasha, Vayicha Moshe Medaber Itam Vayiten Alpanav Masvi, this mask, because he had such a powerful aura this light that was emitted from his face, he had to wear this mask, this masfer. Rabbi Kiva Iger Hispir Azal Sapiyadua Shemoshe Rabbeinu Haya Anav Mikol Adam, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person who ever walked the face of the earth. Moshe Rabbeinu Haya Masanik B'Shiflus V'Achna L'Chol Adam. He had a great, incredible humility and majesty. Ava Moshe Harei Hu Melech U'Manik Abshay Yisrael, who's a leader, who's the king of Am Yisrael. But a king has to be strong, steadfast. He has to protect his own honor. A king who is mochel on his own cover doesn't work. You have to have this strong respect. That's the opposite of humility. How can Moshe Rabbeinu on one hand be Adam Mikol Adam, yet be a melech Shein kvod demachol? Lachain said Rabbi Kiva Iger haya muchrach lahasvo sesan versenuso. He had to cover up veshifluso, had to hide his humility, he had to hide his shiflus, biginunei matlucha. In reality, the panemius, the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu is to be humble. But he had to hide that humility. And for that reason, haya masra al shemoshe, he had to wear a mask. He had to pretend to be someone strong. He had to pretend to be someone powerful. He had to pretend to be someone who cared about kavod. Avobot Moshe l'fnei Hashem, when he went to Hashem, heisias ha-masveh, he removed the mask, he removed the costume, and he was who he was, v'niglas muhuso ha-pnimis, his essence, anav v'shafaruach. The mask was just a game. The mask was just to pretend, because he had to be the ruler, he had to be the king. But the reality was, he was really be'emes, b'muhuso, he was an anav v'shafaruach. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.